Jake, yeah, real quick. I have been giving it some thought, and yeah, I think you're probably right. I'm going to kind of take your note here about the cult kind of being a little boring if they're just into football. So I do have something else for them now, just throwing that out there.
All right.
Oh, good.
I'll be honest, like, listen, I came up with all that cult stuff because I needed, like, a tragic backstory for Regina, and then it sort of turned into, like, that should be what the second book is about, but honestly, it's, like, not really, I don't know, I feel like I haven't fleshed it out well enough. It's not really where my interest has been, to be totally honest. Honestly, I'm not totally sure where I'm taking you guys' stories. I've been kind of focusing on the disco side of the book a little too much, I think. I probably need to...
That's fucking awesome, Jordan. We're an afterthought?
No, you're not an afterthought. I mean, I had a really strong sense of, like, the narrative arc for the first book, and I can't just drop you guys in the second book. You're an important part of it. I'm just... I'm still trying to feel out what, you know, where this is going to culminate with you guys.
Honestly, you know, I see where you're going for the sort of, like, satire of high school football culture. I just think you need one more layer on top of that.
Yeah, and I mean, I've got that layer now. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because, I mean, it's a mystery, you know? But,
I love solving mysteries.
Sure, right, yeah. When so, I mean, there is more to find here now.
Hey, have we solved a single fucking mystery during either of these books?
The one about the ghost, that one, we did that.
Didn't solve that one. We got, like, part of the way through, then we fucked off and Sherlock solved it, and we only found out what was happening at the end of the book. We're bad at this. We suck so bad.
You stopped Christina from killing you.
Again, and I don't know if that counts as a mystery.
We figured out
it was her.
We figured out the stuff with Dr. Phillips.
We figured out all the stuff with, how am I forgetting his name? Airplane dude.
Pendulum? Pendulum guy?
Nate. Yeah, we figured out all the stuff with Nate.
That's a time loop. I feel like that's a different thing.
You're just moving goalposts here, man.
Casey figured out her sexuality.
Regina, how are you doing?
She's just kind of still in your shoulder, I think. In Casey's shoulder, just... like, she's not crying anymore, I think, but she's not saying anything.
Gina, do you, you want to go home?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's go.
I think, three small words suddenly appears and says, hey, I can only tell them wrong way so many times before they end up just sort of tripping in this direction, so are you guys just gonna, like, keep hanging around back here, or are you gonna go?
What the fuck?
You could have picked a better time.
I really couldn't have. I'm trying to get you out of here.
Charlie, you brought your mom back again?
I was stuck in a mirror dimension.
And this was what you came... Okay. You know what? No, I'm being a bitch right now. I'm sorry. I'm just a little frustrated.
I was stuck in a black void, mirror dimension, couldn't hear or see anybody, had no idea if help was coming. This was my only way I could get out. I'm not, like... I didn't do it just for fun.
Aren't the fucking 1980 guys going on, like, a road trip? Why can't we go on a road trip?
They're
that
not
seems
going
way
on a road
more
trip.
Fun. They're not?
Have you not been paying attention to what they're doing?
I mean, I only, like, half get it, because, you know, I don't know if I exist when you're narrating those parts, if I'm being honest.
Do you want a dredge to get an update on what they're doing?
Yeah, sure.
All right, what's your biz?
Pretty sure it's 3. Let me double check that. That is not where my stats are. Okay, yeah, it's 3.
Well, that's the devil, the hanged man, and the tower.
Oh.
Let's go with the devil.
I mean, yeah, they were fucking getting shot with a moon laser. They're not having a good time.
A moon laser? What?
Yeah. It happened. You could have paid attention. You would have known.
I think while this is happening, Casey and Regina are walking towards the parking lot.
I think if you turn to head to the parking lot, there is, like, you did not notice the black SUV pull up out here with Agent Woodard. Just says, hey, maybe you kids want to continue the conversation in the car?
I don't think I would.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to take Regina home.
Okay, it seemed like I headed over when it seemed like there was trouble. Are you sure?
No, there is trouble. Like, there's a cult after us. Like all of them?
Right, hence the ride I'm offering.
Oh, I figured you were going to, like, shoot them or something. Like, capture them. Like, what was the plan here? I feel like I've lost track at some point.
I was
going to
negotiate with them, but I'm not sure if now is the best time.
Yeah,
it's
negotiations
not.
Are out the window. Okay, Jordan, hear me out. Okay. I think I figured out how we can get this back on track, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
We go with Woodard. Yeah. And you can like put a cool chase scene. Maybe they got like a bus for the football team for away games or something. Maybe it's all souped up
Think you're in full on like they're going to hunt you down and beat you to death or anything.
No, but,
I think it is.
I think we want to get back on track, maybe spend less time talking to the narrator.
I don't want to do a chase scene. I want to not be here and just leave, please.
I'm up for a chase scene. I'm not going to drag anyone else into it.
See, Jake, you get me. You get me, Jake.
I wasn't really planning a chase scene. I was planning a quick and quiet extraction scene.
All right, everyone else get in with his car. I'm taking the motorcycle.
Hell yes! I'm going with Jake.
Okay.
This entire time, Casey has continued to head to the parking lot.
Okay,
I think
yeah.
Regina is torn. Because it's probably smart to debrief with the FBI guy, but also she's very tired.
Right.
I'll talk to Woodard. I'll do the whole thing. You should go rest.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I got it.
Jake, I guess give me a glam draw.
You know that is a one glam.
That is the hanged man.
Can I push myself?
You can.
You can. I don't think you should.
Why?
Because it's another negative card. Clock.
You got the tower.
God damn it.
Oh, there's one card left in the deck.
I wonder what it is.
So something terrible happens as you actively try and draw attention to yourself and to Solo to distract the members of the cult that are hunting the school for you as you get on your motorcycle.
Is there a sidecar or am I just like clinging onto Jake's back?
You're clinging onto my back.
Cool.
So what is the terrible thing that happens?
I mean, I would probably try to do like an Akira slide, but then probably fuck it up and eat shit, right?
I mean, sure, I like that idea. Yeah, you rev up the bike, you like try to peel out of the parking lot and like you try to like drift out onto the street and yeah, you just like go fully horizontal and just kind of just scrape against the pavement. Solo both advance both of your damage tracks.
That's not good. Wait, am I still at desperate or was I still?
Yeah, you would still be at desperate.
What comes after
that shouldn't...
desperate?
Yeah, then no. You actually, Solo, don't advance your damage track because this is not dramatically significant enough to potentially
kill
you.
Yep.
Jake is also a desperate, so I think you both just kind of eat shit but don't die.
Yes, you both eat shit, you both get scraped up and bloody, but yeah, do not advance your damage track.
I forgot
that we were just coming off of a phantom fight and everyone's pretty beat up.
You got a bunch of rug burn and you're just like, ow. Or road rash, not rug burn.
Yeah.
Well, if he was driving on carpet, no wonder it didn't work.
I think, like, there's, again, not like an entire mob or anything. Maybe, like, a half dozen high school jocks were, like, chasing you. And they seem befuddled by your terrible motorcycle stunt. And they're kind of just standing in the parking lot watching, just like, what? What the fuck are you doing?
Okay.
Get in the SUV.
Everyone calm down. Let's talk this out, okay?
They're not, like, even advancing on you. They're largely just, like, nonplussed by your complete failure to do a cool motorcycle stunt.
Natalie, can you, like, do something so we can get out of here?
Did you get in the SUV?
Yeah, I think I'm in the SUV with, like, my head, like, leaning out the window.
Then I think as, like, yeah, Woodard pulls around to the front of the school and, like, is, like, coming past Jake and Solo, I think Natalie just says, "Let's go!" And, like, as you throw open the door.
I can't leave my motorcycle.
I got it, and I'm just gonna hoist it and attempt to shove it into the SUV, I guess.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, you drive out with half a motorcycle sticking out of the car.
Whatever works.
Man, that was so embarrassing.
And yeah, Regina and Casey, you, I guess, just see all of that as you just go over to, one of your cars.
Yeah, it's Regina's car.
Yeah, Regina's car over on, like, the other side of the parking lot.
Right. Way to go, guys.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
Bad first day, huh?
Yeah, that was about as bad as it could have gone, I think.
I don't know if it's safe for us to go back.
I don't know if it is either. I don't know what we're gonna do. There's one card left in the deck, Luke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not good.
Right. It is the Hanged Man.
I'm just thinking if I want to do something.
Okay.
I'm trying to maximize my chances of it working.
Do it. Do it.
Okay, great. I want to reveal my master plan.
What is your master plan?
When Regina got swapped over to the mirror dimension and then swapped into a different mirror dimension and Casey met her in a third mirror dimension.
Right.
It severed them from Police the Nation.
I see. And what's your genius?
Two.
Then let me... Wow. Now this is a weird edge case in the rules. I'm not totally sure how... I guess, I would draw the Hanged Man and then I would...
Yeah, and then you draw a second card, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how all the draws work.
Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking.
That's how any card game works, really.
In my mind, I was thinking, well, you take what's left in the deck, you shuffle the discard and put the deck on top of it, but yeah, that's like me, like, combining steps.
I'm going to go ahead and ask now, before any results happen, if this does carry through, does it also apply to Charlie because she was also shoved into the mirror dimension?
I would have to imagine so, but...
I think that'll depend a lot on which card gets played.
Yeah, of course. I'm just putting it out there now.
That is a potential... Yeah. Okay, then that gets you the Hanged Man or the Fool.
Ooh!
Oh.
I'm never going to use my resonance card. Resonance card. Never.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the Fool.
Yeah, of course you are.
Taking the Fool, yeah, you become what you're needed to be, then... So your argument is basically that all of that, like, mirrifying has, like, shaken the tracker or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Yeah.
Or, like, you know, the signal was cut when she was, you know, cut off
right,
in this dimension.
Yeah. Because otherwise, I mean, and because he's monitoring everyone, like, how else would he know to show up unless something weird was going on?
No, totally. I'm just trying to think it through. You did only play a neutral card, so it can't just be full and clear. I think you've become what you needed to be, which is free from Woodard. I think if you ever get too close to him again, it will automatically resume, though.
Okay. In that case, is Casey also?
I'm gonna say you played a neutral card. You've helped yourself.
Okay. Well, then I guess I know what I'm doing this downtime.
Yeah.
Natalie, it's good to see you again, by the way. I was hoping you'd find a way back.
Oh, thanks!
This is Jake. It's not Naomi. They swapped.
That's fine. I didn't remember their name anyway.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah, we didn't have much time to get acquainted.
Yeah, we barely talked.
Yeah.
Well, if you all are good, I think I'm gonna get out of here.
What are you going to do? You have no idea.
Wait, before you go, he reaches into his jacket and pulls out his card, just in case you need me.
Oh, thanks. I don't have pockets. She like awkwardly tries to like work the business card like in between the slots of on her chest.
Wait, what is she wearing?
She's just three small words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Can you like? Did you have no idea what you're gonna do? Like you have no plans or anything?
I mean, not right this second. I don't know. Take a walk. Get a burger.
You're gonna eat it how?
Hadn't thought that far ahead, but you know.
Okay. Well, I guess I can't really do anything in this situation, can I?
You did free me.
I did. I did do that.
All right. Well, I'll see y'all later, or not. I don't know. Bye. And the car keeps moving, but like her momentum just stops, and it's like she just phases through the back of the car.
Oh, what a day, huh?
Yeah.
So Woodard, I don't think we can go back to that school. I think Plan A is a bit of a failure.
I guess catch me up on everything. I've got the basics, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, everybody there hates Regina. My plan to be cool and make everybody love me didn't really work because I'm friends with Regina. The football team is a cult, and there was one of them had like mirror powers and tried to trap Charlie and I think Regina in mirrors.
Yeah.
And then Regina had a moment. You know how sometimes people just kind of have a moment and their Eidolon is like a little problematic with it, causes problems, you know?
I am aware that sometimes people have a hard time controlling their Eidolons, yes.
Yeah, so it was one of those. Just basically a bad all around. I don't think we achieved much. We had a creative writing class. That was fun.
To get out of the kid stuck me in the mirror in her compact. So I was kind of in like a void. And the only way out I could think of was, Natalie. So
the cult is mainly focused on, cheating at football, and that's why they don't like Regina, cause she kind of killed their football star. But, I got a tip from the author that they might have a bigger plan.
You got a tip from the...
Yeah, the author, Jordan Rogers.
You got a tip from the being who ultimately...
The being who claims to be God of all reality and is writing... Allegedly is writing the very dialogue I'm saying right now.
Yeah, we're right. On a first-name basis.
And, I mean, you recall that I told you that the... ultimate goal of our division is to this is me blanking on words. What the fuck is the word I'm looking for?
Kill?
Neutralize?
No, I was trying to think. Neutralize. Thank you, Zoe.
You're welcome.
The ultimate goal of our division is to neutralize that entity, right?
Well, what does neutralization mean to you?
Probably kill.
Well, you could have just
said I did
kill.
Literally tell you, kill God.
I don't remember this part. When did this happen?
No, that was the thing he said, for sure.
What?
That we were killing
it.
God. Yes. That is the exact wording he used.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's your goal and I'm your agent, wouldn't it be best to have a man on the inside?
I'm not necessarily saying otherwise. I'm just saying perhaps... the intel of that entity is not to be trusted at face value.
Listen, I'm just reporting what I heard.
I understand. Anything else?
I think that's about it, yeah.
Alright, well, At the very least, it sounds like we need to give you all some time to let things cool off here. It also sounds like, Charlie, I saw how many students at this school have Eidolons. This is beginning to not look like a situation where infiltration and subtlety is going to get the job done. This is seeming more and more like a raid situation, which, to be frank, I am not thrilled about.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are either. And also, we could have probably told you that before you, like, it's a school full of kids who have Eidolons. What were you expecting?
Well, I wasn't expecting that many Eidolons.
I wasn't expecting them to be so committed to the cause.
I mean, we knew, like, Regina told us that they just gave them out like candy.
This is Jordan speaking, Charlie. If you recall, you and Regina snooped through the principal's office, and there were way more users than Regina had thought there would.
But Regina remembered that there were, like, it was still, like, a full football team's worth last, like, when she, like, that's...
Yeah, it was maybe a couple dozen, now it's a couple hundred.
A couple dozen is still a strike, that's bad.
That's still not a couple hundred.
Okay, whatever. Semantics. I think Woodard's bad at his job.
I think an order of magnitude is a significant amount.
Shut up.
How are Regina and Casey holding up?
Not well. Well, Casey's doing good. I mean, she's helping Regina a lot. Regina's not doing great.
All right, this absolutely went worse than I anticipated. You are all on, leave for the next, let's say until Friday, rest of the week.
Great.
So, is this good or bad? Like, I don't know whether this is, like, we're gonna get fired leave, or, like, you know...
This is, you're all... juveniles or extremely young adults, and I need to give you some personal time to counterbalance the very difficult situation that you're in.
Okay, you know what? Sorry, I'm a little paranoid. You know how it is.
Am I taking you all home, or do any of you have somewhere you'd like to go?
Yeah, just drop me off at my house. Please. Jake, too, unless, I mean, do you want to stay somewhere else tonight? It's up to you.
No, that's where I'm staying.
Okay.
Alright, I'm staying with Regina, so...
Actually, Solo, why don't you crash at our place, too? I feel like Regina could probably use the night.
Yeah, no, she's definitely gonna want... Okay, yeah, sure. You know what? I'm deferring to you.
Yeah. Not like, hey, that's not, like, I'm not...
No,
yeah.
I'm deferring to you.
Okay.
And trusting your judgment as her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then, yeah, he takes all of you home, or, you know, whatever. When are you all meeting up again for the debrief? Not with him, with, you know, yourselves.
I figure we could get, like, pizza or something the next day.
That's probably the most appropriate time, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What if we went to the mall, you know?
No. I can't go to the mall, man.
Okay, not the mall.
So, like, well, what about the arcade, then?
No, not the arcade. No, I can't go there either.
Charlie, how do you keep getting banned from
these
places? It's
not my fault. I'm clumsy and big. I'm not trying to get banned.
Okay, yeah, no, let's just get pizza and we'll figure it out from there.
Can we go to...
Just the Saskatoon Saloon.
You know what?
Yeah, sure.
I could go for some poutine.
Okay, then yeah, you head to... Jake's weird Canadian-themed bar and grill.
technically, because obviously, not Jake's. Jake doesn't know.
Well,
place,
you know,
I don't think.
It's Jake's place. You know, it's the place Jake likes to go.
He's vibing.
You right. asked all of us at the beginning of the show to rent places in town to kind of flesh it out, and I'm just trying to bring it back.
Sure, I hear
Listen,
you.
I love the idea of Jake walking in and everyone, you know, behind the counter. I was like, oh, hey, Jake, usual?
Yeah. Yeah, a popular spot because, as we all know, of course, Newcastle County is a moist county, which means you can serve alcohol, but only if that's not the primary purpose of your establishment. As opposed to back in the 70s when it was a dry county.
Ugh. That's so
it's,
bizarre.
I hate the... Why do they have to call it a moist county? That sounds gross.
Because a wet county serves alcohol,
I get
and a dry
it.
County
I know.
Doesn't.
I understand. I don't like it.
Would you what would you call it?
Would you prefer a
damp county?
Damp, yeah, damp is better, honestly. Damp
a
is
a soggy county?
Soggy.
Soggy county.
You know what? That's better.
Wetter than wet.
Jordan.
Swamp county.
Why don't you just retcon that one real quick?
No, I'm going to go with moist county, because I think the whole, like, is kind of a cliche that's sort of boring.
It's not a cliche.
It's fine. It's just a word.
It sounds bad in this I don't want to live in a moist county.
Yeah, the problem is moistness tends to there are a lot of situations where moistness is a positive.
Yeah, I'd rather damp is okay. Like, I should like you. Hey,
damp is way worse than moist. You can have a moist towelette. You can have a moist brownie.
You're supposed to you're supposed to put like shit in your hair when it's damp. That's a good thing.
You can put some. You can put on some moisturizer.
Yeah,
that's true.
People
that's
actively right. moisten themselves. Ugh.
I just think moist is better than damp.
Can I get some poutine?
What is happening here?
I'm shuffling the deck. That fool's getting shuffled right back in.
Oh, good. Another chance for me to not get it.
You're so salty.
So bitter.
I'm sorry. Did I not, on the first draw of a fresh deck,
so sweet?
pull the thing where I couldn't use the primary function of my skill set.
This increases your chances of getting it.
Let's just go around the horn here. As a reminder, this uptime started with a 9mm and a 3-piece suit. So taking all of that block of time into account, Regina, thumbs up, thumbs down?
No!
Okay.
What the fuck? This has been the worst week I've had in a year. And that was a bad week before.
Charlie?
A big thumbs down.
Okay, that's two thumbs down. Solo.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a bit. Yeah, it was bad, especially for Regina. But it's over now, and we're probably not going to have to go back to that school. And also, my personal life is actually going pretty great, so I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Okay. Down, down, up. Jake.
I mean, on the one hand, yeah, this mission went about as bad as it possibly could. But on the other hand, I am glad to see Natalie again. That's a pretty good silver lining.
Yeah,
I'd probably say overall thumbs down, though.
Hey, Jake, why are you so glad to see her, huh?
I mean, she was dead, now she's back.
Hold on. I'm nipping that in the bud right fucking now. Absolutely not.
Regina's staring at Solo. Why do you care?
Because she sucks.
And that's it?
Let's move on.
great poker face.
Casey, thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs down. Come on.
All right. Okay. Well, then nobody liked it. Nobody had a good time except for Solo. Which, I'm trying to remember, does that mean the clock goes forward 2 hours?
If most players play their dissident card, tick the phantom clock twice and add 2 experience to the pool.
Okay, yeah. So you're at 12 experience, clock's at 3.
And we decided 12 experience was not enough to level up.
I think we said 15,
We said 15, yeah.
Yeah, so no level up. You know what? We do have a couple more to add in, because I forgot to put in, Solo playing the devil.
Nope, I added
Jake
that.
Playing the tower.
Oh, nope, I added that.
Okay. Then you guys just didn't do a good enough job. Okay, that's fine.
We just leveled up.
We just leveled up twice.
That's true. Okay, then play out the scene with those votes in mind.
So what did Woodard end up saying?
That the situation's worse than he thought, and he's probably gonna have to do like a less a infiltration and more like a strike team scenario on the school.
He has to have other people for that, right?
We can't do that, right? Like, no. Hard no.
I mean, we'd have to call in backup.
Who?
My family.
We could call in Ms. Hill.
Ms. Hill.
Yeah.
Right, you told me
about her. The sponsor of our club.
I don't
know. I don't think so. No.
Incorrect.
No.
Oh, she should have been though. That would have been really good. That would have been a really good way to tie the past and future things together, huh?
Yeah, I hadn't really written her at that point though.
Well, you know, second draft thing maybe.
Yeah, second draft.
We're on leave through Friday, I guess. Which means we can just do whatever. How gracious of him.
What, after that? Are we gonna have to go back there?
He didn't say.
We got a few days off, though, so we can just chill.
I have something I need to look into on my own later. I can't really tell you more than that, though.
Okay. Is there anything you need?
No. This, if anything, should be easy. Hopefully.
Okay, just, you know, don't hesitate if we can help.
If you can, yeah. If you can, I'll tell you, but right now you can't.
Yeah, okay. And, I guess, like, you know, it was probably pretty clear, but, Natalie's kind of out in the wild again, and I don't have my powers right now, so.
You gave her three small words?
Look, I was stuck in a void. I literally couldn't see or hear or do anything other than exist in darkness. And I was just trying to get out so I could help y'all and help you. And it was the only thing I could think of. Not happy with it. And I know it was stupid. You don't have to.
I thought we talked about this. What do you mean you brought her back? I saw you go. I knew where you were.
Last I saw you, you were also stuck in a mirror dimension.
Yeah, but we could, like...
We ran off on our own. No one else was there. There was a whole school full of people with Eidolons. And they all wanted to kill you. And I was scared and worried. And my powers don't exactly work if there's no one around. So I didn't know what else
to do. Yeah, well, now they don't work at all, Charlie.
Yeah. Yep. I'm aware that I'm currently pretty useless. So.
Well... No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I just...
Yeah, I get it. It's okay.
So, what do we want to do after we finish eating?
I think I'm probably just gonna, like, head home.
Charlie.
I just kind of wanna, get some air, rest for a bit, like, you know.
Okay, Charlie, can I pull you aside for a second?
Sure, Solo.
Okay, and Solo's just gonna, like, bring her over away from the table and be like, look, Charlie, I know that shit's, like, weird with the girl with Regina right now, but, like, you've been acting kind of whack for the past several days, and, like, I don't think isolating yourself is gonna help.
It's, you know, I'm gonna... It doesn't really help when you're not feeling great to have your girlfriend kind of call you useless and then one of your closest friends say that you've been acting whack. I'm not trying to isolate myself. I just want some space tonight. We have the whole week. That's kind of where I was coming from. But okay. Thanks.
But can you make me a promise?
Sure.
I want to hang out either Wednesday or Thursday, just the two of us. I can look human now. We can get some classic Charlie and Solo bro time in, you know?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
And she's going to go for the high five?
Charlie does. It's not a good one, but yeah.
No, it wouldn't be, but yeah. It's the principle of the thing. Yeah. I think Solo's going to like clap her on the back and be like, "Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to make it worse." Yeah. And you're going to get through this, okay?
Yep. Yeah, it's cool. I'm not feeling great, but Regina's the one going through shit. So, I just want to keep my crap from piling on top of her, okay?
All right, well, if it's something you want to talk about later, you know, I'm all ears, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. And then Solo is going to go back to the booth and just start immediately laying into his poutine, excuse me. I don't know why I said it like that.
Poutine is probably how they say it there.
Are you two okay? To Regina and Casey.
I mean
as can be, yeah. You know, as okay as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Not just for your thing, Regina, but like if I can do anything to help, just say okay.
Yeah, Charlie, I appreciate it.
Charlie also starts eating poutine with less enthusiasm.
You're just sadly eating your poutine in silence?
I mean, I feel like we move on 100%, to the next...
That's what it feels like.
The next step of downtime.
Okay. Yeah, no, just making sure before I pulled the trigger, making sure no one else had anything. Okay, then...
For the record,
Casey's
not eating poutine. She's having Calgary beef.
Great.
Yeah, I know what that is, for sure.
Totally.
I got some Calgary beef with Natalie.
Just beef. It's just beef from Calgary. Like, it's not.
Okay.
It's like a hamburger steak and some salad.
Sounds great.
I mean, yeah, hamburger salad. That sounds delicious, actually.
Okay, then, yeah, we are in downtime proper. This is Luke speaking, not Jordan. We talked about in advance, we severely need to fully retool downtime, but that's not happening until the day after we're recording this, so I guess we're just giving one last hurrah to the current downtime rules.
Yep.
Hooray!
So who's got some tie scenes? Who's got some downtime moves to make?
Jordan, if I want to go find Dog...
Oh, sure.
Is this gather information or call in a favor, you think?
Ooh,
Okay. I think I'm gonna call it call in a favor.
Okay.
Because I have more cards of that.
Right. And what is call in a favor for the...
Meet up with an NPC in order to ask them for a favor of your choosing. If the favor is too extreme, the GM may ask you to make a more reasonable request. Draw glam. I don't know that I have a favor specifically that I want to ask Dog. I guess this could just be a tie scene instead.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did specifically tell us to meet up once we lost the fuzz, and...
Right,
You have now done so.
I have lost the fuzz now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a specific favor to ask, then you can't really call in a favor.
Okay, then, yeah, I would like to go find Dog.
Okay. I think if you spend enough time just out in public alone, Dog will find you.
Okay.
Dog finds us all.
Dog at is some in the point, details. If you're just walking down a sidewalk somewhere, a shitty old van pulls up alongside you.
Yeah, it's Dog's van, so I guess I'm getting in.
And I think, as you get in...
As I get in, Regina says, "Oh my god, it reeks in here."
Were you followed?
Not that I know of.
Good.
And he just gets on like the highway and just starts driving.
Where are we going?
Oh, we're not going anywhere in particular. We've already You're already in my office, as it were. How are you holding up?
Badly, honestly. Who are you?
My name is Dog. I'm a turtle, and I used to be a member of the original Mystery Solvers Club.
They gave you an Eidolon?
Yup, Maurice did that.
Ty.
They were doing a lot, huh?
Oh, they got up to all sorts of hijinks. Let me tell you, we were a couple of hellraisers in our day.
Okay, what did you want to talk to me about?
I mostly just wanted to establish a line of communication. I understand that you were all on the trail of a certain writer?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be too opposed to assisting with that in any way that I can, although we might also need to deal with a few other complicating factors, you might say, vis-a-vis you and your friend's involvement with the federal law enforcement.
Yeah, I don't know how to get them out, and honestly, I don't think I'm out. It's complicated.
Have you tried a gun?
Yes, kind of. But that kind of got me in the federal investigation situation to start with.
Sure, I understand. I'll say, I have to admit I was a little disappointed to learn that you decided to work with him. I was actually in the middle of planning my own jailbreak for you.
Okay.
If you could have sat tight for just a few days, I could have sprung you out of there.
I don't know how I could have possibly known that.
Oh,
I saw you, but, like,
I apologize. I didn't intend to sound like I was pointing. What do you call these?
He looks at his, like, weird little turtle feet.
They're not fingers. I mean, I guess they're toes, but I don't know if that's really what. I'm getting off the subject.
Yeah,
Point being, I did not mean to express any blame towards you, simply disappointment in the situation as it stands.
Yeah, it didn't seem like we had much of a choice.
I understand. Have you had a chance to figure anything out about old Jordan?
No, not really. We've kind of been wrapped up in this whole, well, my bullshit. So, I know he's an asshole.
Amen to that.
Do you have anything that could help us?
Dog says,
well, unfortunately, I don't have a lot to go off of all on my lonesome. Neither me nor my associate, who prefers to go unnamed at this juncture, at least until we can get the feds out of this. But I do think that if the past is already set in stone, which is certainly how it appears to be, at least in terms of our limited linear perception of time, then It will unfortunately fall upon you and your friends to handle this situation, and I certainly hope you won't hear this as me minimizing the trials and tribulations of your life, because I certainly appreciate that he hasn't made it very easy on you. But I might say that dealing with him is a higher order priority than the hurdles he's throwing in your way.
I mean, yeah, I guess if we take out the source, then there's no hurdle.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, that's what Woodard wants to do, so... But you don't think that's a good idea?
I am inherently skeptical of any and all state power, especially that of the United States of America.
I mean, yeah, but I don't have many other options at the moment.
Do you know they got a moon laser?
What?
A laser. On the moon.
No, I didn't know that.
Well,
no.
I am sorry to have to inform you of that. It's currently non-functional thanks to, well, not to toot my own horn or nothing, but thanks to us. But it is still up there and could be repaired someday.
Okay, that's a lot. I guess... Do you think we could moon laser Jordan?
I don't know if Jordan exists in a metaphysical context that allows him to be shot with a laser, however
right.
Supernatural its power source.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Okay, well... This is weird. Sorry, I guess I just don't know what else to ask you at this point.
Okay, I think he says,
if you could look in the glove compartment,
there is a, like, brick phone, like a, like, not even, like, it's sort of an outdated model of cell phone, even for 2000. Like, it
sure.
is, you know, the kind that, like, a businessman in 1988 would have.
It's like the one that comes with like its own bag. Like you gotta sling it over your shoulder.
No, but
you know, it's like the long. It's like a chubby like phone receiver for a wall phone, but it's got the like.
Oh sure.
Yeah. It's got like an antenna that's like 2 feet long. And I think engraved in the back of it is just a like a silhouette of a cat. And I think he just says,
my understanding is that if you use that telephone, then, Mr. Woodard's, surveillance capabilities will coincidentally, go, haywire for the duration of that phone's battery life. Which is about 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Can I charge it?
It takes 3 C batteries.
C batteries, huh?
Uh-huh.
And that gets me 3 minutes?
That gets you 3 minutes.
It's a minute per C.
And... Exactly. 1 minute per battery. and if you take a look, there should be a piece of paper with a phone number. That is the only number that that phone can connect to. We can't necessarily pick up at all times, but we will try to be as available as possible, and we are at your disposal.
Okay. Well, I mean, thank you.
Absolutely.
This seems like the end of the scene, unless you have more you want to ask.
No, I think I'm out of questions for the weird turtle.
What's your new tie to dog?
Jeez, Dog is a strange, funny little guy.
That's so true.
I can't believe it. He's muscling in on my territory.
No, you abandoned funny little guy.
You abandoned funny little guy. Yeah, you became a funny big guy.
Oh, that's true. I guess I can allow it.
Honestly, not even big. You're just funny guy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hmm? Damn. Yeah, you know, Dog takes an exit at some point to just sort of pull a U-turn and take you home.
Hey everybody, Molly here to do the ad break. I am a little under the weather, so I'm probably just going to keep this pretty short and sweet and just, you know, tell you what you get on patreon.com/eidolonplaytest, which, you know, you should go to. You should give us a dollar a month at least, frankly. You know, if you can't, that's one thing, but, you know, it's a dollar, you know, that I could have. For $1, for that $1 a month, we will give you episodes of Eidolon Playtest 1 week early. You are listening to Eidolon Ska number 32 right now. You could be listening to Disco number 33 over on the Patreon feed if you're listening to this on the free feed. You could have another Eidolon available for you right now. For $3 a month, you get the design podcast that Luke and I do every month. We sit down and try to work on Eidolon Playtest version 2.0, which is nearly done. We're just about there. We wrapped up some downtime stuff last time. Feeling good about where that's at now. We don't have a long way to go left, but, you know, it is still chugging along. And then we will begin work on Eidolon Become Your Worst Self, because why wouldn't we? Also, at the $3 tier, you get Eidolon Playlist, a show about music where mostly we yell at each other when we don't like the same things. But also, there are some very smart people who know things about music that I don't, and you can listen to them be smart about that. You also get the GM notes for every episode. That includes the miniseries, so you get a bunch of people's different GM notes. You can see everybody's work. At the $5 tier, you get the current draft of Eidolon 2.0. You also get your name read out on the podcast. We do 25 of those each episode because we just have too many. Thank you very much for everybody who does that. Otherwise, I would be here naming names for the next probably, I don't know, 6 minutes or something. And you don't want that. I don't want that. It's just, you know, not a great time for everybody. For $10 a month, we have a lot of stuff up there. That is the grab bag tier, where we just kind of put stuff that we have time to do throughout the month. There is the full run of Yuji Got Fingered, which is a podcast where we watch season one of Jujutsu Kaisen, which we probably will not be continuing because it kind of sounds like that shit is going to get bad. Also, I meant for you to pod my cast, where the crew is subjecting Zoe to Stone Ocean, the JoJo's season 6 on Netflix. You'll get, you know, our love and affection. Maxi's incredible soundtracks are also now at the $10 tier. So if you want to listen to Eidolon music regularly, and I know you do, that's where you can find that. You should give us a little bit of money for that because Maxi's work is fucking incredible. There was also recently, when we can't get one of those regular shows out the door, we try and scramble and do something else. I believe the most recent thing to go up on the $10 tier was Am I the Eidolon, where we read a bunch of Am I the Asshole posts from Reddit and then pass judgment on people because that's like free, easy content. Why wouldn't you do that? Good stuff. You should listen to that. It's a great time. And then also, for the last part of this little ad break, I'm going to read some names. Apologies if I get your name wrong. You can always email eidolonplaytest@gmail.com if you have a pronunciation guide for us. We really do appreciate that. And we do keep it along with the list of names. So if you need us to do that, we are happy to. Because I don't know how to pronounce every name in the world. It's hard. At the $5 tier, we would like to thank the following people. Actually, I meant for you to take my cash. Alex, S.A. Henkel, Matthew the Stoat, Triangle Delta, Anna, Seltzer Haver, Test Much, Quentin Besnehard, Julie the Bardic Princess, Cat Bassett, Gizmo, Christopher Byram, Deep Slacker Jazz, Natalie Ordway, Room to Moth Lesbian Goddess, Sowing Discord and Chaos. Chaos. I think if you did like discard and Dischaos. Maybe that's kind of like too much. I don't know. We could workshop this. Sam Leonard, Null, Cassidy McIntosh, Miglig, Valibence, the stand user formerly known as Austin, the Beaver King, Chloe Hurd, and Mood. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. We really do appreciate it. This is, you know, we love making this thing, and we really appreciate that there are so many people out there who like listening to it, too. So, thank you. I'm going to go not record anything else so my nasal passages can recover. But thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye!
I think Jake wants to express his gratitude to Mr. O'Neill and also maybe cheer Charlie up a little bit by cooking them a nice fancy dinner.
Okay, let's see. Are you thinking of this as a downtime move or a tie scene?
A tie scene.
Okay. I was deeply terrified that you were about to have a solo scene with just Franklin.
Oh, that would have been good. I think, Jake, you're seeing firsthand it is... Charlie's dad keeps weird hours. He is, like, at the office a lot, oftentimes very late into the night. You've had a difficult time finding the right window to do this, but yeah, at some point, you know, you can find a time when both him and Charlie are home around dinner time. What are you cooking?
I'm cooking up a batch of ratatouille.
I see. Give me a quick, I'll allow Ellie or Glam.
Let's go with Ellie of one.
That's the world, so...
Oh, this is the best ratatouille you've ever tasted.
Yeah.
I've never tasted any ratatouille, so...
ratatouille yet, but it'll be like that.
What is Charlie and Mr. O'Neill's usual diet?
Pizza, mac and cheese, like the easiest, because, like, either Charlie's cooking or Franklin is cooking, and either way, it's either someone who doesn't know how to cook or someone who is too tired to cook.
Charlie, I'm going to ask you a very serious question. I want you to answer me honestly.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've eaten a vegetable?
Potatoes are a vegetable, right?
When's the last time you've eaten a green?
Any green
food?
Silence,
I think that silence says it all.
Like any green food?
A green vegetable.
Guacamole does not count, Charlie.
Yeah, I was technically a fruit.
That's true.
So potentially this vegetable stew might remedy a nutritional deficiency that is contributing to Charlie's depression.
Oh my god, Charlie's gonna get the vitamin.
What all goes into ratatouille?
Hold on.
I know it's mostly veggies, but
it's all veggies.
It's tomato, yeah. Garlic, onion, zucchini, eggplant, bell pepper, and leafy green herbs.
Okay, I'm just going to look up what nutrients are in zucchini.
Probably fiber.
What does Charlie not have any? I think Charlie's real low on manganese.
I think Charlie's not doing great health-wise, but also, Charlie's a teenager. It's fine. Teenagers can get through a lot.
Uh-huh.
What do you...
Manganese helps the body form connective tissue, bones, blood clotting factors, and sex hormones.
That's important.
Yeah.
Just what teenagers need, more sex hormones.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That'll definitely help Charlie in her situation right now. does pork go in this, or is it like a beef thing?
Oh no, it's all vegetables, but the combination actually gives it a pretty high protein value.
I'm looking over at Franklin. How's Franklin taking this?
I think you asked that question and Franklin nudged you, like, be nice, be polite.
That wasn't rude. I was asking. I don't...
He just kind of, like, shoots you a look. He's not going to argue with you in front of Jake.
Charlie can't do anything.
Franklin just says, like, this is very kind, Jake. Thank you.
It smells good.
I can cook for you more if you're up for it.
Oh, that, I couldn't put you out like that.
That's one of my favorite hobbies.
I think as you're, like, plating it up and Franklin, like, is, like, trying a bite. Again, you played the world. This is the best goddamn food you've ever made. So I think he's just like, I mean, if you want to, I won't stop you.
Oh, it would be my honor, sir.
Jake, holy crap, this is delicious.
I'm telling ya.
Yeah, thanks.
The O'Neills finally.
Yeah, Franklin's not talking much because he's just eating.
The O'Neills finally eat some nutritional food, and their lives are changed forever.
All their problems immediately.
Just completely fixed. Yes.
Uh-huh.
They got the vitamin.
Yeah. Where did you learn to cook like this?
When you're on the road, it's easy to just eat a lot of garbage food, but you get sick of it real quick, so you gotta learn to cook something good.
Yeah, when you're on the road.
I mean, the fun thing is, a hot plate, you can basically use that anywhere.
Dad, have we, like, when's the last time we had, like, spaghetti and meatballs, I think, is, like, usually our go-to kind of fancy.
I think, that question has suddenly made him deeply embarrassed of, like, oh, God, I don't care for my child.
No! Jordan, stop being a dick to Charlie!
I think he's just like, we cook sometimes.
We do cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your spaghetti and meatballs is great. It's one of my favorite meals.
I'd love to try it sometime.
That only deepens his embarrassment. He's like, well, it clearly doesn't stack up to this
far. God damn it.
Gourmet ass.
Charlie, I think your dad might have emotional problems.
Yeah, no kidding. Where do you think I get it from?
I never really considered that it was genetic until now, is all.
Consider my two parents for 5 seconds.
I think Franklin's just like, so, like, desperately looking for a change of subject. He goes, why are you on the road so much?
Well, I'm a professional detective. We get jobs in all sorts of countries. I picked this recipe up in France.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
It's different in Europe.
Huh. Okay, yeah. This is really good. He keeps eating.
How much more is left?
Oh, I got a whole pot of it.
God, yes. And Charlie goes for seconds.
Freezes up real good.
We don't have to cut this short if you want. I don't know where else to take this if you want to end it here.
I feel like that's a scene.
Yeah, it feels like a scene. I guess, Jake, do you have an updated tie for Charlie?
The things that Jake is noticing about Charlie is that she tends to isolate herself when she feels like she's made a mistake.
Yeah.
But she's also not very good at, like, admitting that she's made a mistake.
Hold on. Charlie's
bad at admitting mistakes.
Charlie admitted she's like, I know I fucked up. Hold on.
Charlie is bad at handling mistakes, let's say.
Charlie is aggressively aware of her mistakes. Resolving
Jake,
them
it's your
is a
tie.
Whole
I'll
different
let you,
matter.
I'll let you write it however you want.
Charlie needs someone to push her to not isolate herself.
Charlie needs someone to push her to not isolate herself. Do you want to tie to Franklin? You don't have to.
Mr. O'Neill is working too hard.
Mr. O'Neill
It's working too hard. Okay. Who else?
I'm going to defer to Casey because I want a scene with Charlie, and, you know, I figure we should avoid doing that back-to-back if possible.
Yeah, I don't know what I've even got for this.
I mean, I can go.
Yeah, if you, I'm still thinking.
All right, I want to live it up.
With whomst?
With Charlie.
Oh, right.
Charlie having a good time? No.
It has to happen eventually. Alright, I think I'm just gonna show up at Charlie's place one day and just be like, Charlie, get down here! I wanna go for a drive!
Oh. Do you have a car?
I meant you drive!
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure, whatever. I think Charlie comes out. Charlie's fashion aesthetic has changed a little bit. Like, I don't think she's intentionally doing it, just, like, she, like, her style has shifted. She's more wearing, like, she's still got, like, baggy kind of, like, skater, like, workout attire, like baggy pants, but more, like, sleeveless, like, crop top, like, type deal. And, like, you know, visible, like, sports bra underneath.
I mean, but summer's coming up. It's a good time for it.
And she wears like a jacket over it because it's cold outside still. But like,
sure.
That's like, she's just kind of switched things up and hasn't even, like, it's not a conscious effort from her. She's just, feels good.
Solo's just wearing a different Bart Simpson shirt. So
where are you getting all of these?
Casey's cousin, I think, has like a place where he sells imported manga.
Yeah, no, I met him. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, anyway, I get it from there.
Solo, what's your pow?
My pow is one.
Do I get, can I, because my pow is three. Yeah, can I do anything?
I think Charlie
here?
Should be allowed. Yeah. She is the one driving.
All right. That gets you the High Priestess, the Devil, or Temperance.
The High Priestess is my resident, if that matters.
I would have if you
it
drummed.
Does. It yeah, it would have. Yeah.
God damn it. Ah!
So it goes. Anyway, I'm going to advocate against Temperance, because we're about to be very intemperate.
Yeah, I agree with that. One second, I'm looking at the forecast. Yeah, let's go with the High Priestess.
High Priestess, supernatural moves through you, although this is downtime, so it's mostly just about the fact that it's neutral. You have a good time, but you take things a bit too far. Describe something you break or ruin.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking. Are you thinking, Charlie, are you thinking it's, like, evening, getting kind of dark, or are you thinking it's, like, during the daytime, but, like, it's a bit rainy, a bit gray?
I mean, it's, it's January, February? What month is it?
Yeah, it's like January.
I believe it's still January.
Yeah, so for like a dreary, rainy day, sure.
Okay. Then, so here's what I'm thinking, and Solo's going to get in the shotgun seat, and then whip out a pair of fuzzy dice that is like crackling with energy.
What is that?
Oh, it's a pair of lucky dice. Here, you throw them over your mirror, like this.
Okay.
So we need to get the fuck out of this town for a bit. If only for a few hours, right? So I'm thinking, we hit the highway, we fucking gun it. We go to what's the nearest city? Like Nashville? No, that's Tennessee. I always mix up Tennessee and Kentucky.
Louisville would be the nearby city.
Yeah, let's fuck off over to Louisville and just maybe get like a nice lunch, some cheap fried shit. But, you know, the kind they don't have here. And you just fucking cruise.
I mean, I'm not gonna say no. Sure. Why not? I think hop in the old shitty pickup truck and make our way to Louisville.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's not a long drive. You're...
There's not, like, much to do here. It's, like, mostly, like... the tourism is, like, mostly... like Kentucky Derby based, and that's not right now.
Now,
Louisville has a vibrant art and theater scene, I will have you know.
I'm literally looking at things to do in Louisville right now, and the first...
The Speed Art Museum!
The first, like, three entries are Kentucky Derby related.
We could go to the art museum, like, in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Sure. That's not really usually our vibe, and I feel like something bad could happen there.
Charlie, what's the worst thing that could happen? We get banned from the art museum?
Charlie cannot afford to sneeze on Whistler's mother and then ruin it by cleaning it off like Mr. Bean.
I like that Charlie basically has PTSD for living it up at this point.
That's PTSD for going outside.
Okay, well, there is another option.
Yeah.
Because there's another thing that Casey's cousin sells.
What?
Fake IDs.
Solo is the worst influence that has ever existed.
Also, I have really bad news for the quality of Casey's cousin's fake IDs.
Solo doesn't know. Solo's never seen a real ID.
Solo, these IDs say that we're from Kentucky.
Well, yeah, you keep going to that Canadian bar.
Yeah, is that a problem?
We're in Kentucky.
Well, yeah, we're from elsewhere. It's different. We're from out of town.
It says you're 47 years old.
Well, you know, I Polish people age really well is the thing.
Sure, you know what? I'm shooting you down a lot. Yeah, let's go.
There might have been like a clearance bin. So.
A clearance bin? Hold on. I was about to say let's move on. Now I have questions.
You know, he makes a lot of them, and sometimes...
Typically, when you get them, they are made to look like you.
Yeah, no, he still had to put the photos in, obviously.
Uh-huh. Is that why mine says my first name is Barnaby? We can do
we'll
it.
Just find
we can
some
do
place
it.
Where they won't ask a lot of questions. It's fine.
Yeah, screw it. Why not? We drove out here. Why not?
So I guess we're looking for either a nightclub that's open at 4 in the afternoon, like the diviest bar.
Only quote unquote club you're going to find that's open at 4 in the afternoon is going to be a strip club.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Well, you've said
it. Now, hang on.
Oh, God.
Well, you've said it.
What's the strip club we're going to called, Jordan?
It's called Enigma, but with a question mark for the I.
That sucks.
That's pretty cool. I think that rules, actually. Wait,
just pulling the name of an actual strip club I've seen billboards for.
Oh, for real? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than some other ones, though. The one in my Zoe's hometown was called Night Trips.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a billboard around here that it's for a different strip club. I think it's just called, like the Men's Club or something. Just
oh, that's
super
boring.
Fucking... Yeah, but the sign is, like, a zoomed-in picture of, like, a woman whispering into an ear with the tagline, unlicensed therapists on duty.
Oh, no! Oh,
I wanted to commit to that bit really hard.
Oh, aggressively, no, these poor women!
Like, why are you advertising, like, hey, don't worry, you can come here and order a private dance and then have, an emotional breakdown and she'll comfort you through it.
Holy shit.
Like, what the fuck?
Alright, do we get into the strip club or what?
Yeah, I'll let you in. Your fake ID's worth, they're not checking that hard.
Great.
It's the power of the lucky dice.
Oh no.
What?
Just immediately overwhelmed.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, I've never really been in one of these before either. You know, oh, so that's what those poles are for. I never really got that. You know, I
someone
never got
just
to, like,
assumed they were like sliding down like firemen.
Like I've seen it in like movies and TV shows, like the stage has the pole on it, but I never knew they like did anything with it.
So do we just
let's sit at the back. Let's sit at the back and get some drinks and not make eye contact with anyone.
There are these two children in the back of the strip club awkwardly staring. This is hell.
Like, mostly, like, you know, not empty, but, like, it's 4 p.m. on a weekday. It's not their peak hours.
So you wanted us to, like, live it, like, you wanted, what are we doing here exactly, Solo?
Well, you're gonna have a great time, but take things too far and ruin or break something.
Maxie, you good?
Give me a second.
Oh no! I'm so scared!
This went a little off the rails, is all! Okay, so. Listen. This specific event isn't what matters, right? What matters is. It's Charlie and Solo bro time. We got a couple brewskis. We're gonna get, like. They serve food here. They have, like, wings or, like, mozzarella sticks or anything.
I'm sure you can get some wings, yeah.
Yeah, we got some brewskis, we got some wings, we got some thumpin' beats. is that the kind of music they have at a strip club? I've never been to one.
It's more like White Snake. Like you get sugar on me.
Some good hard rock. So yeah, we got some tunes, we got some brewskis, we got some wings, and we're just gonna chill, you know? You haven't had... neither of us has had a chance to chill in a while, Charlie. We've been getting in our own fucking heads about this whole Jordan thing and the FBI thing. We gotta just be wacky adults over the age of 21.
I think you, as you say, we just need to relax and chill. If you are paying attention, you have never seen Charlie more tense in her entire life. She is one clenched muscle. I'm gonna level with here, Solo. Going out, great idea, super fun. I feel like I am going to explode like a balloon.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty normal for a girl your age.
How would you know that?
I live in a biology classroom!
Okay, that's actually fair, yeah. Look, I get it. I know, shit's been weird lately, and is only getting weirder. And I'm trying to get my shit under control and not let it spill out on everyone else.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, you're too in your head about it. Like, okay, you want me to be real with you, or do you want me to be like, just like, chill vibes?
Be real with me.
You totally should have told her you love her the other day. That's what I was trying to tell. Like, you don't have three small words anymore, and I know that's probably stressing you out, because it means you don't have powers, but also, you don't have three small words anymore! You don't gotta worry about what you say nearly as much!
I know, but it's also, now it feels like a bad time, because, like, she's going through everything, and that's a shitty thing to just be like, and also, I love you. Pay attention to me. That sucks, right?
I really think you're being way too harsh on yourself, Charlie. You're like second guessing everything you could possibly say, and I think it's because you're thinking about like three small words and like your weird shitty mom. They've got you in this headspace where you can't just like say or do anything, and you gotta get out of that. We're living our lives, you know, we gotta live them. We can't just keep second-guessing ourselves all the time. That's why I'm all, you know, like, the whole, like I said, the whole Jordan thing sucks ass. I'm not letting it get me down. I'm on a quest for awesome vibes and just, I'm enjoying what I got with the time I got and the position. Sorry, I've had, like, one drink. I don't think I've ever had alcohol. Well, no, I had it the other day with what's-his-face, with Jake.
Does Jake just get drunk with everybody? Is that what Jake does? Because Jake and I also drank.
I'm just gonna say right now, Solo, you cannot handle your booze. You are losing it, falling apart.
I think like somewhere there's like a field where Natalie is like just like enjoying the freedom of just like laying out in the sun, like hands behind her head, and just all of a sudden like I feel a weird impulse to be disappointed.
Oh, like she has the right.
Like she feels the impulse.
Like she has any room to fucking judge. Anyway, the point is, I know I'm rambling a bit, but the point is, these are the best years of our lives, you know, or they're supposed to be. And we can't let this guy get us down. Not him. Not fucking fake Agent Cooper. None of it.
I know, I letting you watch Twin Peaks was really like playing with fire, huh?
More like walking with fire, am I right? Ah!
Yeah.
High five.
Okay, that was good. High five. I'm gonna try and loosen up a bit. Not too much, because that's bad too, but I'm gonna try and take things a little easier and be more, I guess, direct about how I'm feeling and not second guess everything.
Yeah, listen, that might not be, I can't promise everything's gonna go great, but you gotta be true to yourself at the very least.
Yeah. Hey, Solo?
Uh-huh?
I feel so weird being here. Can we go someplace else, please?
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
I'm cool with that.
Thank you. Do you want to finish your beer? Your one beer you're halfway through?
Just one sec. And then she just knocks it back all in one go and definitely gags.
Oh, yep, you got it. You got it.
I gotta ask, what are you ruining?
I think let's leave that up to Jordan, because I don't know. You figure it out.
No, the move says describe something you break or ruin.
Shit.
I got an idea.
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so I assume that Charlie's, you know, if she had anything to drink, it was only a little bit, right?
Yeah, Charlie had like a sip of beer. She's
So she's good to drive. What if we break some speed limits? What if we fucking just crunch it down the highway? Fast as we can fucking go, do some Buckaroo Banzai shit, some fucking Back to the Future shit, leave a trail of flames behind us, you know?
Yeah, fuck it, why not? Let's see how good this shitty little pickup truck that Jordan gave me is, huh?
Trying to decide what stat this would be. I think give me a biz draw.
Okay. My biz is, I believe, one. It is.
Mine is three, if it matters. And I did bring along those fun dice.
But we did.
You're not driving.
Yeah, we did.
That's true.
Canonize that I'm the one driving. So.
Well, that is judgment. This deck doesn't like Zoe. Do you want to push?
I feel like judgment literally just means cops. So, I'm gonna push.
Okay. Then yeah, you get the hermit. In which case, okay. I think.
My actions isolate me? That's the opposite!
Relax. How about you fucking relax and let me narrate? Because I think that is. Yeah, I was drawing to see whether or not the cops that you've already pissed off and have told you not to break a single, even minor law again for the rest of your, like, time as a high schooler caught you speeding. So I think being isolated in this case is a good thing, Charlie.
Don't act... Oh, whatever, man. I'm not picking a fight with you.
Bad time to pick a fight, honestly.
Yeah.
You're getting
I'm
out of
trying
this one.
To be nice.
I know. I'm not picking a fight.
What I'm talking about. It's being chill.
Yeah.
Just letting it come. Yeah. Letting it wash over you.
Phantom clock's at 4.
So what do I break?
You break the fucking speed limit, bro.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I was worried my truck was gonna break down.
No, yeah. You go tearing down the highway. You have a wind in your hair due to the several, like, cracks and holes in your shitty old pickup.
Woo!
Yeah, and I think we just head back to town, and Charlie never speaks of the strip club again.
Wasn't that great?
Yep.
Just a classic hangout, screwing around, getting in situations, driving.
Hey, Solo.
This is the fucking teen shit.
Hey, Solo. Hey, bud. I think you should take a nap.
I'm not tired.
You're gonna be in like 20 minutes.
You wanna watch old sitcoms first?
Yeah, we can do that. Put on Married with Children.
All right, Casey, did you come up with anything you wanted to do?
So I couldn't come up with like an actual downtime move, so I think what I wanted to do is just have a tie scene with Regina and Charlie.
Okay.
I think one of these days she's going to get some... she's going to rent a handful of movies and just invite them both over to spend the day at her house.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey.
Let's say this is Friday.
Okay, sure.
How you two doing?
I think I'm doing okay, honestly.
Okay, good.
It's been a week.
Yeah, you've been going through the ringer. So what'd you pick out for us, Case?
Oh, shit, that's the one thing I was gonna do is look up movies. See some stuff that's in rental right now.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic. Bicentennial Man.
God.
Definitely 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh fuck yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
The Boondock Saints.
Stop it.
I don't know about that one.
Mystery Men.
That actually would be fun.
Oh. Dog.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. Babe, Pig in the City.
Oh shit! Let's see here.
I think
Double Jeopardy.
I think Dogma, 10 Things I Hate About You, and A Third Thing are good.
Oh my god! I think somebody recommended this to her without telling her what it was, and the third one she picked up was But I'm a Cheerleader.
Ho ho! Yeah!
Yup!
I think Charlie sees that. you... Do you pick that one out?
The clerk recommended it. I don't know anything about it.
Cool. Yeah, that'll be great. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
I think... In the, they're all on the couch together.
Yep. Casey's got one of those gigantic metal bowls full of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
I think Charlie takes off her jacket and you all see the fashion change that has happened.
Oh.
What's up?
You look nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know, it just felt like time for something different.
I mean, it's not like I don't like it, but it is January.
Yeah, but that's what the jacket's for, right?
I mean, yeah, the jacket is pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like an old, thrift store military jacket.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I just want to say, not in a woe is me way. I just want to apologize for, being distant in this, last little bit. Sorry.
It's fine, Charlie. I'm sorry I was bitchy to you at the pizza place.
You're going through it. I can't really blame you.
I mean, sure, but I mean, that doesn't mean I should be mean.
Apology accepted. Like, you know, I get it. So, Casey, you don't know anything about But I'm a Cheerleader?
No, I don't. I assume it's like a cheerleader movie.
Regina, are you familiar?
No, not really. What?
Cool, let's watch that one first.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what are you kids watching?
Dad, I thought you were at work.
Shit.
Were you doing a dad or a... Or a,
it almost sounded dog. Like dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Then he's like, oh no, I got him a little. Boy, I do sound exactly like that turtle, huh? He does say that.
What?
Jordan, stop possessing Casey's dad.
That's the only way he ever talks.
God.
Ew.
By the way, yeah, what are you kids watching?
Oh, just a cheerleader movie I rented.
Oh.
He does the dad move of just standing there, hands in his pockets, watching the TV.
Right.
Yeah. Dad, yeah, I don't...
do you mind if, like, we're kind of just trying to have a girl's day?
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't mean to intrude. I'll let you get to it. Oh, you should invite your sister down.
Oh, no, that's okay. Shouldn't she be getting back to college?
Yeah, I guess that mold problem in her dorm just won't let up.
Well, we're gonna watch like one just us, then we might go get her later.
All right, he's like, I have not seen, but I'm a cheerleader.
Are you familiar with the premise?
I'm familiar with the premise. I know basically what it's about. My question is, at what? If he's just standing here continuing to talk,
right, at what point does
the
start...
like opening minutes of the movie present something that he'll find objectionable?
Give me 2 seconds because I haven't seen it in a while, but I believe it is pretty quick. She like kisses a boy and then is like, I don't like it, and instead like starts looking at the cheerleader like,
Right.
So yeah, it's pretty quick.
But also, he's pretty, like, dense. It would need to be pretty, like... I feel like her looking going, might not be enough
she
for
goes,
him to be, like...
She goes to conversion camp pretty quickly. So...
I'm asking if that happens in the first, like, 5 minutes, though.
10 minutes, I'd say.
Okay, yeah. That is pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give Casey an out, and you're really not allowing it.
I'm sorry, I'm describing the events of the film...
It's not on us this time.
I'm not Jordan. I'm not warping reality.
Then I think your dad just is kind of like,
what is this?
Bring it on. That's not out yet.
Nope.
It's a cheerleader movie.
I don't know. Casey said that the person at the Blockbuster recommended it.
Huh.
I mean, she seemed cool. She had a rainbow bandana on.
Oh, God. Now I'm doing the kind of thing like, well, how bad is Casey's dad? I need to make this decision now, I guess.
You put yourself in this position.
I specifically tried to do it during the day when he wouldn't be here.
I hate that every cheerleader movie I know comes out either this 2000 or 2001, so I can't like pivot and say, oh, it's Bring It On, or oh, it's Sugar and Spice.
Also, it's playing in front of him.
Yeah, but then if he goes to like look it up after, he could be like, oh, okay, it's not gay. Because I imagine Casey's dad is not the sharpest tool in the drawer, frankly.
Oh. I see.
Am I wrong?
I mean, that's been pretty well established.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah, I would say at nicest, he is the sort of person whose mind would look for other explanations for something other than it's
right.
gay.
Right. Tell you what, Casey, give me a glam draw.
Yeah, we can do that. I got glam. I got a one in glam.
The fool, you become what you're needed to be in this moment.
God damn it!
Well, I think what I need to be in this moment is, somebody who can get her dad out of the room.
Yeah, so explain to me how you do that. I'll give it to you, but you talk me through it.
You know what, Dad? I think I remember Sarah mentioning something about needing new shoes. And the last time I went shoe shopping with her, Bud got, like, really mad at us. So I don't know if she'd be able to... He pretty much banned us from the store. We were, we kind of got into it. We were fighting in the store.
You were fighting in the store?
Yeah. Yeah, it was dumb. I don't even remember what we were fighting about. But, yeah, anyway, she's going to be around for a while. It might be good to smooth things over. Would you be able to talk to him?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Great, because yeah, we were gonna go get her new shoes tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I will see what I can do about that. He kind of like goes, he's gonna leave, but then he kind of says, "Oh, real quick, I got the notice that they're having the youth party at the Middletown Park tomorrow. Are you going?"
Oh yeah, yeah, I actually ran into... Crap, I can't remember what was his name?
Marcus.
Marcus? Right. Yeah, I actually ran into Pastor Marcus at school, and yeah, he mentioned it.
Oh, good, good. He kind of, like, leans down towards you, kind of, like, talking a little conspirationally, right. Like, you know, I think your sister's been feeling a little down. All of her friends are away at school. She hasn't really had many folks to talk to. I know... You don't always get along the best with her, but maybe, you know, encourage her to come along.
That sounds like a good idea, Dad.
All right, thanks, Melissa. And he leaves.
So what thing on Saturday?
Oh, our church has a like a youth picnic thing.
Oh.
The youth pastors are the gym teacher at Fairmond.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so should I even...
You probably shouldn't go, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. I don't think I'd want to anyway, but...
I don't know. It's a good time.
Right. But...
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not.
I mean... are you going to be going on your own? He's the gym teacher, right?
Yeah, I mean, you were there, Charlie.
Dude, I was.
The reason I'm in gym is with you.
I forgot. Look, a lot has happened. Yeah, but I mean, like, he knows me too. Like, and now after everything that just happened over there, like, are you going to be safe?
Yeah, he's the youth pastor. I should be fine.
Do you think he's just good because of that?
Well, I mean, he's with the church. I'm sure we can trust him.
Oh, no. Case? You should... Actually, you know what? We should watch this movie. This movie is weirdly prescient for our current situation.
Okay.
Yeah, we should keep watching this movie. How does Casey feel about after watching a movie about a gay woman trying, like, almost being put through conversion camp by religious freaks? And then coming out the other side of it, like, in love and triumphant and confident in herself.
Okay, that movie wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to hit. But that's not, like, just a cheerleading movie.
Wow.
You good?
Yeah, I think so.
What was that actress's name?
Natasha Lyonne.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Did you guys like it?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
I mean, yeah. Are you okay, Casey?
Yeah, I'm good. I think I liked it, too.
Hey, why don't we just decide now? When's the the party tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Why don't we, for now, we can figure out, we can talk about the party later. But for now, why don't we just enjoy the other two movies and just hang out? Not stress about the rest of it.
Maybe, like, if you guys are worried about it, maybe you guys can be around but not, like, go to it, you know? Because it's just at the parks. Like, it's in a public place, so...
I mean, I could skateboard and, like, you know, we could just have that be, like, a cover.
Yeah, I mean, like, if anything seems weird or if I, you know, want to ditch Sarah, I can, you know, find you.
Yeah, we skate, like, you've watched me skateboard at the park plenty of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go.
Casey gets up to put the next movie on. And
which one are you going with?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Perfect.
And she sits back down and kisses each of you on the cheek.
Aww.
Hey, I just want to say, I know after everything that happened, I kind of stepped back from when you were going through it, Regina, and I just want to make sure that both of you know that, like, I do care about you both a lot, and you're very important to me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Just wanted to make sure when Solo and I were at the strip club, he kind of got.
Wait, hang on. What?
Oh. Oh no. And I think Charlie just kind of goes into detail.
Yeah, I think we just cut away.
Yeah,
that's
a good
point.
Place to fade away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fade away. You know, I think we just sort of like lazily kind of drift across town and just have a quick check in on Fang, who's playing Crash Team Racing by himself in his room.
Oh!
I'd play Crash Team Racing.
And we'll end it there.
I'd play Crash Team Racing with Fang.
Well, but you did, though, did you?
I was too busy hanging out with my girlfriends.
Interesting.
He didn't call any of us. We don't know what he's up to.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and yeah, interesting.
Do you want me to feel bad about this?
We can make Fang feel worse.
What?
If we're up for going a little longer.
We can go a little longer if you have something. I was just gonna cut it on that joke, but...
I think, you're right, the camera pans over the Fang, then pans out of his house and goes south about 2 hours down the road to Mammoth Cave National Park, where Jake has invited Solo.
Okay.
Hang on, I gotta look up Mammoth Cave National Park real quick.
You don't fucking know what Mammoth Cave National Park is. The world's largest cave system.
It is the largest cave system in the world. It's the setting of Colossal Cave Adventure, the first text adventure. It's known for its beautiful crystal stalactites. The lights bounce off it. It looks gorgeous. It's very romantic.
Oh.
You know, Jake, this honestly was worth the trip. I don't think I've ever been in a cave before. I've just been in, like, dirt.
Yeah, since I heard we were coming to Kentucky, I wanted to make time for this, but Naomi was never going to be up for that.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. They're kind of a buzzkill.
Jake has set up like a little camping blanket in a secluded part of the cave. He's got a torchlight on. It's like, I'm really glad I got to come here with you, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he reaches his hand over to Solo.
Yeah, I think it takes him a second, but he takes the hand.
Listen, if the next thing we're gonna do on Woodard's plan is a raid, that's probably gonna be the most dangerous thing we've done.
Yeah, that sounds about right. We'd be going up against a lot of guys all at once.
So the way I see it, why should we waste any time?
Yeah?
Jake reaches into his bag and pulls out a conch.
Ah!
Oh, of course. Where else could this have been going?
I'm gonna make you chuck lamb.
No, I'm not, because I'm just gonna cut back to Fang crashing. He hit one of those nitro boxes. Oh, dang it.
Eidolon Playtest is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at Audio Entropy on Twitter or at patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. You can also find us on co-host at Eidolon Playtest. You can find Lexi at Tabletop Gamera on Twitter or at Fox on co-host, Crystal at Arcane Crystal on Twitter, Zoe at Zoe with a Sword on Blue Sky, Luke at SSJ Speed Racer on Twitter, Molly at Your Friend Molly on Twitter and co-host, and Maxi at Max Knightley on Tumblr. Eidolon Ska will return on April 22nd for Patreon subscribers and on April 29th for everyone else. We'll see you then.